A new VPR Vermont PBS poll shows strong support for easing environmental review for developments in Vermont's downtowns. That's a key part of a bill that would overhaul Act 250, the state's landmark development review law. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, the downtown provision is one of the least controversial aspects of the Act 250 rewrite, now winding its way through the legislature.
Karen Horn is the longtime director of policy and advocacy at the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. Her organization has long supported easing development restrictions in downtowns. A bill moving through the legislature would exempt from Act 250 projects in designated downtowns and growth centers like Barrie, Newport, or Brattleboro.
We think it just makes sense to not have that duplicative review if you really do want to direct development to downtowns.
The duplication happens when projects go through local zoning or other municipal review and then are also scrutinized under Act 250. The 50-year-old law evaluates projects for their impacts on 10 broad environmental and social criteria. Like Horn, 65% of those surveyed in a new VPR Vermont PBS poll say that's the right change to make. Brian Shoup, executive director of the Vermont Natural Resources Council, was not surprised.
The alternative is development out in the countryside. So I think most Vermonters would probably support that kind of smart growth development that makes our downtowns more viable.
I caught up with Shoup in the State House cafeteria minutes after a sharply divided House committee approved a 94-page bill that overhauls Act 250. The downtown provision was one of the least controversial aspects of the bill. Instead, the committee spent weeks wrangling over who would review projects, how projects are appealed, and the very nature of Act 250 itself.
This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Brooke Dingledean is a lawyer who has represented both developers and project opponents in Act 250 cases. She drove over from Randolph in a blinding snowstorm to testify against a part of the bill that she says would make the process less citizen-friendly. Major projects are now reviewed by 9 regional commissions made up of volunteers appointed by the governor. The bill would instead give that power to a 5-member Natural Resources Board, with 2 members coming from the region where a project is proposed.
I implore you, please think about the Vermonters who are going to be harmed, lose the value of their property, and have no review process where their concerns, their voices are actually heard.
Ed Stanek worked for 32 years administering Act 250 in Central Vermont. He says the citizen-based nature of Act 250 review is the heart and soul of the law.
That is the process through which the average Vermonter for 50 years has been able to participate in growth decisions and protecting ecosystems in Vermont.
The bill is the result of a compromise worked out by the Scott administration and the Vermont Natural Resources Council, two sides that are not always allies. Stanek says VNRC bargained away the citizen-based essence of the landmark law. As the divided House committee voted on the bill last week, Stanek held up a hand-lettered sign that said, "Fake legislative process."
The administration and VNRC said inconsistencies, unpredictability of the district commission. And then when asked to provide proof of that, they moved on for other rationales, not an iota of proof of inconsistency. Therefore, this whole process became a fake legislative process.
Unfortunately, when you have legislation that has a broad support, you sometimes need to make compromises.
Brian Shoup is the executive director of VNRC. He says his organization wanted to keep the regional commissions, but that position did not prevail in the negotiations with the Scott administration. Still, Shoup says there's a lot for environmentalists to like in the bill.
I think the most important piece is the expanded criteria to protect forest and wildlife habitat and address climate change.
The legislation aims to prevent forest fragmentation and protect upper elevation regions. Under the bill, developments at elevations above 2,000 feet would fall under Act 250. Amy Sheldon is the Middlebury Democrat who chairs the Natural Resources Committee. She also cites the forest protection piece as a major improvement of the bill.
Politics is the art of the possible, and we have to make compromises to get stuff done. We have come up with a balanced bill that increases protections to Vermont's environment, while also addressing some of the administrative concerns that have been brought to us throughout this process.
As currently written, The bill allows for a, quote, pre-hearing meeting to allow citizen input, and it would streamline legal appeals of Act 250 reviews. Cases would now go straight to the Vermont Supreme Court, and no new evidence will be allowed. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.